Jack and News, trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, a little bit slow, Midrand heading northbound through about Olifantsfontein at the moment. And the worst of the highways currently is those roadworks on the R21 at Olifantsfontein, especially heading southbound.
Hulde Blykestroom en na die dood van die veteraan politikus Pravin Gordhan, hy het 'n kort stryd teen kanker verloor. En die nasionale polisiekommissaris van die Masemola sê die polisie gaan sy stryd teen infrastruktuur vandalisme en diefstal by Transnet verskerp. Die polisiediens en Transnet onderteken vandag 'n ooreenkoms in die verband. Dan na die buiteland. Suid-Afrika probeer om wetgewing in te stel om te verseker dat e-sigarette nie geadverteer word nie. Tanya hoop om 'n verbod te plaas op kitskos advertensies, so wie's volgende met nuwe wette. Dis Nederland, die stad Den Haag het donderdag wetgewing goedgekeur wat die adverteer van die volgende verbied: fossielbrandstowwe, voertuie wat petrol gebruik en langafstandvlugte. Meer oor die en ander stories om 6. Was 'n goeie dag op die internasionale sakefront. Frans Kneitler van PSG Welvaart in Pretoria Oos sê meer.
Die Duitse DAX styg met 0.8% terwyl die Franse CAC 40 met 0.4% styg. In die VSA verhandel die S&P 500 ook sowat 0.7% sterker. Aandele van Adobe verhandel wel sowat 9% laer nadat die maatskappy vir dienste sowel as laer vooruitsigte vir die 4de kwartaal rapporteer het. Aandele van Boeing verhandel ook sowat 1% laer nadat 'n werknemersstaking vervaardiging by hulle aanleg in Seattle tot 'n stilstand gebring het.
Ook 'n goeie dag hier op eie bodem. Die JSE sluit 0.3% hoër. Nog nie in die land is kredietgraderings.
Kredietgraderingsagentskap Fitch het vroeër vandag Suid-Afrika se gradering herbevestig op BB- met 'n stabiele vooruitsig. Onder individuele aandele sien ons sterk lopies onder die platinemyners met Impala en Sibanye-Stillwater wat beide met meer as 11% styg.
'n Dollar kos in die stadium R17.72, 'n euro R19.66 en 'n pond R23.31. Goud verhandel teen $2,574.07 per fyn ons en olie $71.38. Ek's Marlene Forsie, meer nuus om 6.
We start off with some rugby news. The Vodacom Bulls coach Piwe Nomlomo has included former Bok Johan Huisen in his starting lineup against the Hollywood Bet Sharks in their Carling Curry Cup semi-final. It's happening at Loftus Festival. Tomorrow, Nomlomo has reshuffled his side after losing with a late try last week in the rain in Durban, and Huisen's presence will up the ante for the Pretoria side, who've also included Stravino Jacobs on the wing for the clash. Speaking of big teams, Inter and AC Milan, rejected the project to modernize the structure of the iconic San Siro Stadium, which they share, according to the city's manager Giuseppe Sala. The two clubs, however, said that they would relaunch their initial project of a new stadium in the immediate vicinity of the San Siro. And Kaizer Chiefs will be looking to mark the beginning of a new era in their history as the new Betway Premiership gets underway tomorrow. Last season, Kaizer Chiefs finished a lowly 10th position on the table and have since made a couple of new signings and hired a new coach. Nasruddin Nabi is the man tasked with bringing Chiefs back to their glory days, and his first assignment will be an away trip to Marumo Gallants. And Bafana Bafana head coach Hugo Brewers believes that Siyabonga Ngezana's form for Romanian giants FCSB, formerly known as Steaua Bucharest, can only be a good thing for the national team. The former Kaizer Chiefs defender has become a key figure for the Romanian champions, who narrowly missed out on playing in the Champions League this season. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever.